Welcome to the deep dive. You sent over some really interesting material focusing, on procurement, supplier relationships, that whole area. And as we were going through it, something really jumped out. An aspect that maybe doesn't get the spotlight, but seems increasingly critical.
That's right. We're honing in on this issue of commercial conflicts, those disputes, the disagreements you have with suppliers, subcontractors, and specifically what the 2025 CIPS and Resolution Global Survey is telling us. The findings are, while they're pretty stark, it suggests this isn't just a minor irritation anymore.
No, exactly. It feels like a major factor. So our mission today is to unpack this because the data seems clear. Handling these conflicts effectively isn't just nice to have.
No, it looks absolutely essential now for procurement success.
Yeah, and honestly, some of the stats about how often this happens and the sheer cost, they were quite surprising.
They really were. And I think the first big step is a mindset shift, isn't it?
How so?
Well, for a long time, conflict was seen as, an exception, an anomaly.
Right, something going wrong.
Exactly. But this survey data really flips that. It suggests conflict is actually, well, almost a norm, a frequent and very costly reality in today's complex supply chains.
So not just the occasional disagreement anymore.
Not at all. It seems much more like a systemic feature of doing business now.
Okay, so let's dig into that sobering data, as you called it.
Yeah.
What were the headline figures that really stood out from the survey?
Well, the big one for me was that over 70% of professionals are reporting increasing costs tied to these disputes.
70%, that's huge.
It is. And we're not just talking financial costs, though those are significant. It's operational costs, reputational damage.
Right, the ripple effects.
Exactly. And it seems the disputes themselves are getting trickier, things like IP, complex regulations, intricate SLAs. It all adds up.
That makes sense. It's not just a simple price argument anymore. And what about the time factor? That seemed pretty significant too.
Oh, absolutely. Nearly half, think about that. Almost half said serious disagreements can take up to 6 months to resolve.
6 months. Wow.
Yeah, half a year. Imagine a key project just stuck, supply lines uncertain, relationships fraying. In today's world, that kind of delay is massive.
It really highlights the operational drag, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And what about the people actually tasked with sorting these out?
Yes. This is where it gets, well, quite telling. Almost three quarters, so nearly 75%, agree specialist help gets better results.
Okay, that sounds logical.
But, and it's a big but, most organizations are still relying on their internal teams, people often without specific conflict resolution training.
So they know experts are better, but they don't use them.
Largely, yes. It seems these complex, high-stakes issues are often just added onto the workload of existing procurement staff.
Sort of like, yeah, this needs a surgeon, but let's just ask the GP to handle it alongside their regular clinic.
That's perhaps a slightly dramatic analogy, but it captures the essence, doesn't it? It points to what looks like a real strategic blind spot.
Underestimating the skills needed.
Underestimating the skills, the resources, the sheer complexity involved in managing these relationships after the deal is signed, it ties into this idea of commercial maturity.
Okay, explain that. Commercial maturity means.
It's about how well an organization manages the entire life cycle of its commercial relationships. Not just getting the best price up front, but the ongoing management, the problem solving, handling those bumps in the road.
Got it. The whole journey, not just the start line.
Precisely. And speaking of bumps, let's talk about those financial figures again. The million-pound plus disputes that really caught my eye.
Mine too. Tell us more about that.
Well, nearly half the professionals surveyed had been directly involved in disputes valued over 1 million pounds.
Half.
Yes. And a fair few were dealing with conflicts north of 5 million pounds.
Good grief, that's serious money.
It's very serious. And these aren't just numbers, it means real consequences. Stalled projects, lost revenue, damaged reputations, sometimes even legal battles.
Yeah, you can see how a seemingly small issue could snowball into that kind of figure if it's not handled well early on.
Absolutely. We've all seen it happen. A misunderstanding about deliverables, a scope creep issue. Suddenly, you're looking at huge overruns and a breakdown in the relationship.
And the frustrating part, maybe, is that the survey suggested many of the root causes are, well, pretty common and maybe even preventable.
That's exactly right. The survey flagged things we see all the time. Misalignment on deliverables, basically, not agreeing on what's actually being done.
Classic.
Vague contract language, that's another big one.
Uh-huh.
Delayed payments, always a source of friction, and just a generally reactive approach to managing the contract once it's signed.
So not paying enough attention until something actually blows up.
Pretty much. These aren't bolts from the blue often. They stem from fuzzy communication up front, not enough detail in the contract, or just letting the relationship drift without active
It
management.
really does suggest a lot of this pain could potentially be avoided with more care earlier on.
A significant amount, I'd say.
So, given that, given the causes are often preventable and the costs are so high, why do you think so many organizations still seem to treat conflict resolution as sort of an administrative afterthought, not strategic?
That's the million-pound question, isn't it? I suspect it's partly historical. Procurement's focus was traditionally very much on the deal, the cost saving up front.
The transaction.
Exactly. Less focus perhaps on the long-term relationship management and the risks inherent in that. Maybe an underestimation of how easily things can go wrong in complex partnerships.
So a bit of a blind spot regarding the post-contract phase.
I think so. What was most striking for you when you looked at that aspect?
For me, it was that gap you mentioned earlier. Knowing specialists help, but not using them. It just feels like a disconnect between identifying the problem and actually investing in the solution.
Yeah, that's a major point.
But the survey did suggest procurement folks themselves are realizing this needs to change.
Right. Oh, massively. A huge number. 90% agreed conflict management should be a core competency for procurement.
90%. That's basically everyone.
It's an overwhelming consensus. It signals a real shift in expectations. Procurement isn't just about buying stuff anymore.
It's more strategic.
Much more. They need to be, relationship architects, risk managers, commercial strategists, really. And you can't do that effectively if you can't handle conflict constructively.
So the job description is evolving, becoming much broader.
Definitely. Reflecting the complexity we see in global supply chains today.
Okay, so if almost everyone agrees it's important, why are the old methods still so common? Why the reliance on, say, informal negotiation?
Well, change takes time, doesn't it? There's often a lag between knowing something needs fixing and actually implementing a robust fix.
Inertia again?
Partly inertia, partly maybe not having the right frameworks in place. The survey suggests many are still stuck in reactive mode, informal chats, ad hoc negotiations.
Which might work for small things, but not the big ones.
Exactly. The negotiation is crucial, obviously, but it needs backup. It needs clear processes, defined escalation paths, the right tools, maybe even specific expertise. Just relying on informal chats when millions are on the line, it's just not sustainable.
It feels a bit like trying to put out a house fire with a garden hose.
That's a good way to put it. So a more proactive, process-led approach is needed.
What does that look like in practice then?
It means things like building structured frameworks before disputes arise. Clear escalation points everyone agrees on, timelines for resolution, documented procedures.
So everyone knows the drill.
Exactly. And it also means focusing heavily on contract clarity at the start, mutual understanding, open communication throughout the relationship, not just when there's a problem.
Right, preventative measures.
Definitely. And importantly, it means looking at leveraging technology, digital platforms, specialized tools designed for this.
Ah, you mentioned tools. The article we saw flagged AI-powered solutions like resolution. What's the potential there?
Well, this is where it gets quite interesting. These tools promise much more transparency, speed, and crucially, data.
How so?
AI could potentially help analyze contracts for ambiguous language before signing. It can track communications, create an audit trail, maybe even flag potential issues early based on pattern.
Early warnings.
Potentially, yes. And even suggest resolution options based on past cases or best practices. It moves it away from subjective arguments towards something more objective, more efficient.
So it's like upgrading from messy email chains and spreadsheets to a proper dedicated system.
Precisely. Like going from old paper ledgers to modern accounting software, you just wouldn't manage complex finances the old way anymore, would you?
No, absolutely not.
Well, managing complex commercial relationships and disputes with outdated methods, it's similarly inefficient in today's world. You need the right tools for the job.
And we need to remember, like the article stressed,
Yeah.
that conflict and disputes aren't just about massive court cases, are they?
No, not at all. That's a really critical point. It's the everyday friction, the disagreements, the different interpretations that happen constantly in business.
It's normal. essentially.
It's completely normal. The idea that you can have no conflict is unrealistic, maybe even naive. Acknowledging it's part of the landscape allows you to prepare for it.
Build resilience.
Exactly. Build resilience, create processes, and crucially, support the people who are actually dealing with this stuff day in, day out. It can be incredibly stressful.
So the aim isn't zero conflict, because that's impossible.
Probably impossible, yes.
The aim is to manage it well when it inevitably happens.
Manage it effectively, constructively, efficiently. That's the goal.
And connecting this back to the bigger picture, doing this well isn't just about avoiding costs, is it?
No, it's much more strategic than just loss mitigation. It's about building stronger, more trust-based relationships with your key suppliers.
Which unlocks other benefits.
Absolutely. Better collaboration, more innovation, shared value creation. And fundamentally, it builds a more resilient supply chain overall, one that can handle shocks better.
So getting good at conflict management isn't just defense. It could actually be an offensive advantage. A differentiator.
I strongly believe so. High-performing procurement teams that nail this are better placed to navigate volatility, drive innovation with partners, and ultimately deliver more value and growth. It's a serious capability.
This has been incredibly insightful, really drilling down into those survey findings. So if we were to boil it down to one key takeaway for our listener, what would it be?
I think the core message has to be, managing commercial conflict isn't optional anymore. It's not a soft skill on the side.
It's central.
It's absolutely central. It's a fundamental competency for procurement in today's world. The survey data on costs, time, and risk makes that pretty undeniable.
Yeah, those potential million-pound disputes and six-month delays really hammer home the need to take this seriously.
They certainly do. Which leads us, I suppose, to the final thought for our listeners.
Go on.
Given that conflict is inevitable and it is getting more complex, what specific practical steps can you take in your role, in your organization?
How can you help build that capability?
Exactly. How can you contribute to making conflict management a strength, not a weakness, and help build a more resilient, value-focused procurement function? Something to really think about after hearing these findings.